The Media Peak. The 6th of August 2022. My name is Tracy and this is Daniel episode number 5. Let's get right to the topic of today's episode. We only get one word to describe peace. We have insufficient words to describe all of the different kinds of peace exactly. Peace is the nicest thing one can experience, yet the hardest thing to come by. Peace is the one thing that every single one of us is looking for, yet nobody can actually come by. We did not have to engage ourselves in managing the perfect peace, for it was offered freely to us, if we only chose to surrender to the beauty of its existence. While we may not see the tangible signs of that peace in every action, we can rely on understanding that having peace in our hearts helps us to cultivate lives of purpose, mission, and transformation. Peace, once it has passed, will always gently bring us back to the world, committed once again to love, so that, by noticing and cultivating the beauty in our many relationships, there may again be a greater peace, no matter how bruised, damaged, or broken we feel by our experiences. So, may we all be blessed in our search for peace, so that, by choosing love, our lives might be filled, flooded, with the radiant beauty that becomes the very effect of peace, within and through us, for a world that needs greater harmony. I hope this simple notion, peace is an expanded sense that love and beauty may be committed to, trusted, and effective in one's own life, helps all of us rest a bit easier as we encounter the high, slippery notion of peace. Peace is more like an expanded sense throughout the entire course of our lives that we can trust our own being, that our experiences of the qualities of both love and beauty are not facades or mind facades, but are good and true. When our minds are peaceful, we see and feel and value the good. I learned recently that cultivating an internal feeling of peace or tranquility unaccountably leads us to notice the beauty. I have not experienced much inner peace recently, yet trees in fall in Connecticut caught my eye because of their beauty. Being outdoors, being in nature, just feels good. All the things around you are beautiful. Sometimes, the beauty of peace, spending time in nature, breathing fresh air, planting new seeds in my mind, removing unwanted weeds, expressing heartfelt gratitude for each person I encounter, giving me a peaceful calmness with which to carry on the life's journey. I get peace from my inner self, remaining calm, cool, and having strong determination for success when I sit to meditate. All the joy I feel shines through. The beauty of peace will constantly humble my heart, breaking my walls of my mind for listening. The beauty of peace, my feet will touch the surface of Mother Earth in thanksgiving for the highest. The beauty of peace, let the cloudy shadow shade your outlook and opinions. Let the weeds get tangled with your lucid view. Let broken glass knock you on your knuckles 3 times, but peace must take firm hold of the status of our lives. Peace can challenge us to find ourselves, and maybe it allows us to surrender to our circumstances. We need to become soldiers for peace, capable of doing much more than preaching to the choir. A handful of truly committed individuals can make up for a large number of out-of-tune individuals, and that is why we, the peace workers, should never waver, and should keep praying for peace, and acting in peace whenever possible. We need to keep speaking out for peace and living a peaceful life, and, in order to inspire others, we need to keep thinking about peace and knowing that peace is possible. Let us not put all of our hopes in parchment and on paper, but strive to establish peace, the pursuit of peace, a readiness to work for peace, in the hearts and minds of all our people. Achieving global peace is what leaders around the world have been working towards for decades, but we can all do our part by being good to each other. Peace is achievable by means of a will to live. Peace is achievable through acts of kindness, compassion, and empathy. Peace will be at its greatest when we strive to grow as a whole human race. We have been trained to believe that peace can be achieved only when we are empowered to outdo the other, and that within the controlled space, we will gain for ourselves the feeling of serenity. The effects of peace cannot be captured into words, but internal peace is haunted by many, and acquired by a minority. In this great harmony of harmonies, love and beauty are interned, for peace is a resting place for beauty as well as love. It is only then, with love
as our starting point, that we come to clearly see the way laid for us toward peace through beauty. The other way that I think of relieving stress, or maybe I should say, cultivating peace, is through beauty. If you are anything like me, anxious, tired, exhausted, not in a position to summon up the resources necessary to fight stress and cultivate peace, maybe today, let us interrupt ourselves with some beauty. I am talking about real peace, the kind that makes life worth living on this earth. The kind that allows people and nations to grow, and to hope, and to create better lives for their children. Episode 5 has come to an end. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please like and subscribe. My name is Tracy Bryant. Adios.